the gates are closed, nobody can get in, but actually we've got the biggest athletics venue outside the Olympic Stadium, behind a lock and key now. Yes. How does that make you feel?
Listen, you know, we're a committed group of people. We've come together to try and save this fabulous venue for the people of the city and the city region. You know, we just want time to put together a viable business plan. That means it's based on independently tested and actual capital and revenue costs. That is what the Localism Act is all about. That's why we've tried to nominate it as a community asset.
The council have said no, though. There's no chance that you can appeal. What are you trying to do to try and overturn that decision? Last week you said exploring legal avenues. What does that really mean?
Well, we've got to be quick about this because we don't want to see it asset stripped. We're looking at their judgment. We've got legal people looking at that now. We believe strongly that we've proven that it is a community asset. I mean, they acknowledge that in the response they gave to us. They just don't think it's enough of a community asset, whatever that means. But our team are on it at the moment. We need the 6 months to see whether it will work. We've got Dr. Steve Peters behind us. We've got Nicola Minicello, Mukhtar Mohammed, Becky Lynn. You know, they're great, fantastic role models for the people of this city. But the vision is much bigger than athletics. It's about the multi-sport, multi-performing arts. It's about making Don Valley back to what it used to be and something that's a major asset for the people of this city and city region.
But in terms of asset stripping, you're too late because they're here trying to do that this morning. Some of it's going over to Woodburn Road, the replacement. But this will, you know, this will be demolished. You're not going to save this, are you?
Oh, we're confident that this is not over. You know, we're endurance athletes, as I said before. We've encountered all kinds of hurdles during this bid, and we're confident that our legal team will move this on in a positive manner so that we can actually have the space and time to make this place work. And that's all we're asking for. We do not want a penny of council tax money. It will not cost the council taxpayers of this city a single penny either to operate it or for the six-month business planning. It's national government money that pays for that time and space.
You're an athlete, you train athletes, you use this place.
Yeah.
Not many people, in terms of the whole population of Sheffield, use this place. But what do you think it means to Sheffield? When you ask people about the Don Valley Stadium, they know it, they don't want it demolished. That's what they tell us on the radio. But won't there be people who say, I don't want my council tax paying for something that I'll never use and nobody uses generally?
Well, as I've said, we're not asking for the council taxpayers to pay a single penny, okay? We've made that very clear to the council. Some of the misinformation about what this will cost the council taxpayers is unfair and plain wrong. The Localism Act provides government funding for the 6 months whilst we put together a feasible business plan, and then we run it without any council tax funding. And our vision is to open it up and get those people that have paid for it for 22 years in here to be part of events. Next summer, on the 4th of July, the Grand Départ of the Tour de France finishes outside the gates of Don Valley. Wouldn't it be fabulous to unlock those gates if they're still there? And get the people of the city in, put a screen up and bring the riders in and celebrate the culture of sport. This is the national city of sport. And we have a grand theatre here with an amazing auditorium. Let's not give it away and strip it.
OK then, Rob, let's assume that the council changed their minds. It might be unlikely, but let's assume they changed their minds and they say, right, your community group can run Don Valley Stadium. It's a huge facility that the council say they spend a lot of money on. How realistic is it that you can run it? Surely if you take it over, might you run into difficulties? Not enough volunteers, not enough people to come forward, and it just closes 2 years down the line? That's a likely scenario, isn't it?
We're already working on our business plan, and I said before, you know, we've got a team of people working on that, looking at developing it with partners. We want to look at a completely new vision for what this place can be. We believe it can be multi-sport, multi-performing art. We've had architects in, we've drawn up plans. You know, we've spent time and effort as community volunteers in this, but we're working with professionals. And all we ask for is the time and space to do this job properly, to make it feasible and see if it will work. And that will not cost the council taxpayers of this city a penny.
Well, the gates here at Don Valley are locked. People can't get in and run around, but the teams that are starting to demolish the stadium are here already. We're told that the physical demolition of Don Valley will start back before the end of the year. Of course, the council is doing up and it should be open by Sunday. Woodburn Road, just a mile down the road. It is a stadium where you can run round. It's not a stadium necessarily where you can come and watch big events, and that's what Don Valley's got in its history.